I'm Courtney Brandt, and you're listening to CSR of One from Amaya FM. Welcome to our special highlights episode to wrap up season one. I'm joined today in the studio by Chirag Desai.
Hi there. So we're going to switch roles today.
Yep.
I'm going to play interviewer. And we're going to try and review our first season together. And
there's so much we didn't get to use, so I'm glad we kind of get to talk about it.
Yeah, and plus, I mean, this gives us a little bit of a look behind the scenes as well and kind of what our experience was going around getting these interviews. And obviously, people haven't heard from me on the show, which is not a bad thing, by the way. Like, I think people hear me enough on the other shows. But honestly, it's been really inspiring to listen to all these conversations. And then, of course, we've had another stab at it because we were, you know, editing and releasing it and putting it out there. And then also listening to all the feedback and the reviews and the shares and all of that. So I'm going to make you do the tough thing of having to choose.
Okay.
Do you have a favorite episode?
I think the one that, whether you call it a lack of research or just a lack of, I don't think I realized the impact that some of the people we've spoken with, and I'm thinking of Danny off the top of my head. So the ZB Foundation, you know, I do a little bit of research before I obviously speak to any of our guests. And to know that this woman and her family to have gone through such a just really terrible incident, then to turn it into something positive.
The government take over. I do believe in about 10 years it will be at a government level and that every baby's screened and they just have this basic right that every other child has in the world.
I have every belief she's going to change the government of Pakistan. And it's not to take away anything from the rest of our guests, but honestly, that somebody is going to change an entire country and we got to interview them, it's just amazing. As the CSR of One, you know, my belief that people can do things on an individual level. She didn't have to go be part of some corporate, you know, experience. She did this herself. She took that on. It's just wildly inspiring.
Yeah. So if you had asked me that question, I would have also picked her probably. But since you picked her, I'll give a shout out to another one. So, or maybe I'm going to give a shout out to two.
Okay.
So I want to give a shout out to Una, just because she was our youngest guest.
Yes.
It was just very, very cool to see just so positive, right? Like her energy was just so
absolutely
infectiously positive. Again, that's not to say that any of our other guests weren't. But, you know, it was just that childlike enthusiasm that she had about, oh, my God, like I'm going to go change everything. I'm going to change how people feel about it.
I was very inspired by what I researched and found out online. And I thought that it would be good to try and spread the awareness and try to help others like me or with more severe autism as well.
She was made, I mean, and that's also thanks to her mom, was made to feel like autism was actually a cool thing to have. But it didn't stop at just saying that. She's going around trying to make people believe that, right?
Yes.
And I think that was really, really cool. And then I'm going to give a shout out to Joe because I feel like he's someone at an individual level. He's doing just so much.
Do you know what he said that has stuck with me? When you get a bag at a store, it's a choice that you take that bag. And I think we so often think passively in plastic use constantly. So I have my little bag within my bag. I bring it everywhere and I'm constantly refusing bags. But to hear it spelled out, I was like, yeah, it's not an opportunity. You can't blame the store for giving you a bag. It's your fault. It's on you for not bringing something else.
No, and even in fact, if you look at the conversations that we have, especially around plastic, we talk about it from a company point of view. We say, this company isn't doing enough to change X or Y, but it is also up to you to refuse a bag, a cup, a straw.
Yeah. And as he said, and as we said, 2 million people live in this city. And if all of us one day just did one bag less, you know, how many bags is that?
It's funny, by the way, like speaking of plastic, because I see this all the time, right? Like we have this here in cafes where like hot drinks are served in a cup or in a paper cup. And then cold drinks are served in plastic. And it's just this thing. And for me, it's like a regular fight because every time I'm just generally drinking cold stuff because it's too hot here. And having this like discussion every time we're sitting and I'm like, hey, can I not get a plastic cup? Can I get it in paper? He's like, and I this happened literally yesterday. They're like, sorry, it's our policy to issue plastic for cold. And I'm like, no, you can give me a paper cup.
Yeah. And if I go to your corporate level, they're going to agree with me. But you educating constantly. And even, you know, when I go to the grocery store and I always bring my own bag, you know, they're like, it'll fill up like halfway and then they want to bust out that plastic bag. And I'm just like, why are you doing this? I have the bag. Put everything in the bag that you can.
Or they fill it in plastic and then put it in your bag, which is just equally, you know, equally annoying. But all the stuff he's doing, I mean, everything that he's doing, even at an individual level with his partner, like they're composting themselves. And he's like, we're buying loose fruits so that we don't have to bag it in plastic.
So we try wherever possible, and it saves us time because we are inherently lazy. So because we only have a small little paper bag if we're filling something up, we've composted all our food waste. So our next step is we're going to start baking our own bread. So our view is to eliminate as much waste as we possibly can, start shopping and buying more locally, how we can reuse and repurpose as many things as possible. So Lucy started sewing. And we're saving so much cash.
This is the part where because we asked him, I was like, okay, you're doing all this stuff at an individual level. Like, what happens next?
Yeah.
And he's like, in 2 years, I want to, quote unquote,
be off the grid.
Off the grid, or be in a sustainable, in a sustainable location with a sustainable farm, you know, producing my own food and then composting and just having this sort of completely closed cycle, which I think is just the fact that we have people here who are thinking that way. Is such a positive thing.
And I think the reverse is true for Joe. So if you think about traditional corporate service or traditional corporate social responsibility, it's the corporate down to the individual. I think Joe is actually the reverse. He's the individual bringing it to his organization where he works. So I think he has found or brought his enthusiasm to his company. He's the complete reverse, and I think they're better for having him. You know, he's challenging how can we use less energy with the gas and the trucks and all the rest of it. And the people just know and they speak to him. He's passionate about it. He's not afraid to talk about it. He's not afraid to say, it's important to me at home and it's important to me at work.
So one of the things that happened in the last couple of weeks, which I think was a fun moment for us. It was something we spoke about when we were launching the show and putting together everything to say, hey, we don't want to stop at doing a show. We kind of want to take this to the people. And so we did the first Enough About Me talk.
Yes.
Right? So tell us more about that.
This has been so conceptual for me for such a long time. So to hear it kind of resonate in the community and to have the turnout and to put, you know, just the slides together about exactly what I wanted to speak about, how I could have that impact. It was really, each part of this process has been different. So speaking to individuals in a podcast, great, but then speaking to a larger group, I hope to do more of that because that's the whole point, is that this message is only going to get out the more people I speak with. Just getting to people at different levels to say, you can do this. It's so easy. Why aren't you doing this?
Yeah. And I mean, you know, the message that we've consistently had throughout the show as well is where we kind of say, hey, just once in a while, once a month, like, just can you share one thing? Like, that's all. Yeah. So if you're listening to this and you were there, thank you so much for coming out.
Yes, we really appreciate it.
If you were listening to this and you weren't able to make it or you didn't know about it, or a third option, you know, stay tuned. We'll try and bring, we're going to do more of these and we'll do them in different formats as well. So we did this one as a talk. We're hoping to do more kind of more casual meetup kind of thing as well. And hopefully maybe if we can figure it out with some of the initiatives, maybe we'll do a meetup at one of the initiatives too. So we'll keep you guys posted. And because we're reversing roles, I get to say this today. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Hey guys, I just wanted to let you know about this other show we've been doing. It's an Amaya FM original called Tales of the Trade, where we feature Dubai's entrepreneurs and pioneers and the stories behind the ideas that they've brought to life. You can find out more, check out our episodes, and even subscribe in this very player, or you can look us up on the web by visiting talesofthe.trade.
As there are many initiatives and stories we'd like to share, CSR One asks the community to consider sponsoring our show to help support us. Please contact csrofone@amaya.fm.
So, welcome back. You're listening to the season wrap-up of CSR One from Amaya FM. So, Courtney, I'm quite curious, like, if we were trying to simplify it, and we're going to, like, just bare bones it out, do you have, like, one key takeaway from season one?
Oh, to do one, because I like so many.
I'll be nice and say, do two.
Okay, two. So one is, I was really curious, and this might be a little controversial, that many of our guests were working with more international places. And I'd like to see a place, my takeaway would be, how do we make it easier where we live to be involved with things? How can I be a part of that, honestly? And the other is just every time after we record an episode, I will walk out of wherever we are and I will call my husband and I'll just be like, the world is like, I'm so optimistic when I do these. And that's how I know I'm doing the right thing, is that these stories need to be told. People, your neighbor, your colleague, they're all doing great things out there, and they're all involved with people who need to hear, like organizations that need more just eyes, impressions, everything. And so everyone knows someone. So if you post something for someone else, you're starting that trend. So my takeaways are, I'm totally inspired every time. And what can we do more locally to make things easier to be a part of?
No, and it's a totally valid thing. I mean, for a lot of us who've been here a long time, this has been a challenge. We do have a lot of initiatives, by the way, and as we're discovering, you know, more and more as we're, you know, getting through our episodes, there are a lot of initiatives, but there is still a gap between the initiatives themselves and the fact that we have all these initiatives, and then we have a lot of people that would be very happy to help and kind of just bridging that gap.
And we want to be compliant. We want to do everything as it's laid out, but I just feel like it could be easier.
Even during season one, like, we discovered there were at least, I think, out of eight, I think there were four of them I had no idea about.
Absolutely.
I knew just them by name, and I had no idea the kind of stuff they were actually doing.
Yeah.
And to kind of speak to those people and actually hear from them and hear not just that, hey, this is a cool initiative, but also how far they've gotten over just a couple of years, the kind of impacts they're having. I mean, this is all amazing stuff.
No, I mean, I'm going to Zanzibar, so I'm going to see Reef's thing or try and meet up with them. This will probably be after I go, but I can't wait to do that. My husband is going to do a beach cleanup with Zero Gravity. So there's like takeaways from each person that I think I'm individually connected to or want to be a part of.
And that's one thing, like when I sit down with friends, and, you know, obviously a lot of them know that I podcast, so they keep talking to me about it and keep asking me what I'm doing or what, has there been an interesting episode you've done recently and stuff, right? So obviously over the last month, I've just been talking primarily about CSR1 and also a little bit about sustainability. And they're like, so what kind of guests do you have? And I start going over the roster, and every time I mention that we've got divers that are going into the beach and clearing out plastic, it's such an instant thing that resonates. Even though they're not divers, or most of them aren't divers, it's so instantaneous that I've seen eyes light up. Be like, oh,
yeah.
Who would have thought that they're actually doing that? That is amazing. And so it was another reason why I felt like Joe's episode was just...
He is really good. And I think I also like that we balanced this season with Ewan and the team at Action Communications.
I'm very, very fortunate that Chris, who's the CEO, he thinks a lot like me. So when I sort of said, look, I didn't really ask so much as say, listen, I've decided that we're going to do some work for Al-Noor. Originally, when we did the first contract, it's just going to cover our costs. We're going to put a lot more time in, but it's going to give people a bit of, you know, reward to take home as well. And I'm very confident in saying that he would never have a problem with it. He's a good guy, and the family's been very, very good to many, many people over the years across many, many markets.
It is good to see what corporate social responsibility looks like from in-house. I think that we kind of did it on an individual level, which is important to me for this initiative. But there are people who are doing it correctly.
That's a good point. Yeah. All right. So so the moment you've been waiting for, hopefully. So we are delighted to announce that CSR1 will be coming back for a second season.
How could it not?
Yeah, exactly. How could it not?
No, honestly, now that it's out there and we have kind of, I think it was a little bit out there to explain to people, come in and just talk about what you're passionate about. We so rarely get that opportunity in that platform. And MIFM, obviously, doing a great job giving us that. So once it got out there, we started getting plenty of people to talk to. And there's so many more different places to be involved with. So we can't wait to share all the more stories that are out there.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll be back later this summer. I was going to ask you, like, what can you tell our listeners about the next season? But I think you just answered that question. So we'll just move right on.
I'm so inspired by everyone that we've spoken to, and also just the organizations they've been a part of. And I really hope that, you know, our listeners out there have heard something that resonates with them, and that they've maybe taken steps on their own platforms to get involved in some way.
Yeah, I want to encourage all our listeners as well. You know, wherever you've heard this, you know, tag us, DM us, email us, tell us about what you're doing, because we really want to hear about it, by the way. Like,
we
even
do.
Don't feel like just because you contributed to Ramadan Fridge and we already covered it doesn't mean we don't want to hear about it, right? We do. And so if you're posting, tag us so we're aware of it, or just drop it to us in a DM, doesn't matter. But we want to hear about it. We will be more than happy to share it as well. So, you know, let's use it a way to inspire each other over the summer.
And so our ask from the beginning is still the same. So basically, when you're out there on social media, any platform, you know, I think we mentioned maybe Instagram and Facebook, but it's LinkedIn, it's Snapchat, it's whatever you're on that you are having a good time with. So once a month, you post something for someone else. And really this idea of kind of individual social responsibility, as we have these platforms that grow on our own, it can really only happen when you get involved.
Absolutely. So we'll have links to find us on social media in our show notes. So go check them out. You can always look for CSR of One
everywhere
on these platforms as well. And the same is true of the podcast as well. So if you're just listening to this episode, if you listen to a random episode, I mean, we'd love it if you subscribed. We're on Apple Podcasts, we're on Google Podcasts, we're also in apps like Spotify and Gami and all of the other podcast players. So you know, yeah, just look us up
and rate us. You know, we like that. Subscribe and rating is always, I know you've heard that on every podcast you've ever listened to, but it does help us.
It does, and it helps more people discover the show as well. If you want to listen, all of our episodes and more information and details about our guests and all of this stuff is available on our website. So it's maya.fm/csrf1.
Now go post something for someone else.
See you next season.